just gone 5:35 and I am joined on the phone by a special guest, Ant Timpson. Ant, are you there?
Molly, I am here. It's actually 6:35.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Look at that. I'm totally thrown off.
You are.
Yeah.
You could be an hour behind.
I could be. I mean, maybe I'm in a different time zone right now. or daylight savings. It totally skipped me. But
know the feeling.
Yeah, I have you on the phone to talk about something very, very exciting. It's happening at the Hollywood Avondale the Saturday after next. Trashathon. Yeah. What is Trashathon? Yeah.
Look, every year we do this 24-hour movie marathon at the Hollywood in Avondale.
Yes.
And it's like the Mount Everest of movie going experience. It's quite an endurance test for a lot of people. And so we've always wanted to do something a little bit smaller that can kind of maybe be a little bit more open for a sort of wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thought of giving it a theme and a focus, and the trash films that we play during the marathon are kind of always the highlights. They're just so fun to watch with a big crowd, you know, who are kind of borderline sleep deprived, but all sort of jammed in together,
yeah,
right, like-minded souls, you know. So to curate a trash festival, a film like dedicated to gorgeous trash films,
yeah,
was just like something. It was a no-brainer, and it's something that really I had to sort of deep dive, and so I went to my friends at this company called Vinegar Syndrome, who released some incredible films.
Yes.
And talked to them if they wanted to sort of come on board as a partner. And so they've come on board, and we've got a lineup. It starts at noon. It runs all day, but it's not through the night, which sometimes, you know, those long film marathons can really do people's heads in. So it's a little bit easier. It's kind of like a watered down version in terms of just endurance, and a lot easier on the eyes and the mind. But yeah, these films, you know, trash film is so subjective.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you what would you categorize as trash cinema?
I mean, for me, it's a difficult one. It's kind of like when they asked the Supreme Court judge what the definition of obscenity was, and he just said, "Well, I know it when I see it."
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and I feel like trash films are kind of like that because the mainstream makes trash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's not. They're not endearing.
No.
They don't come from the same. The filmmakers don't come from the same background. The intent is slightly different, and sometimes they don't. They obviously didn't have the resources of the mainstream. So a lot of great trash comes from the independent scene. Sometimes the micro cinema scene as well. Like there's a huge. You know, there's trash films going back to the 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had really sort of exploitable films like Maniac and Skid Row and things like that. They were, you know, the early sort of trash films, and then it went through different periods, and then you had, you know, up until when I started getting into film, it was really John Waters' films, like Pink Flamingos.
Yeah.
And he sort of self-labeled himself the Pope of Trash, and he's just sort of become the kind of sort of like the holy minister of all things trash.
Yes.
So it's all sort of filtered down from that point, but it covers everything from, you know, the lo-fi creature features from the 50s and things right through to the biker films, the sort of, you know, the regional oddities that came out of the US and abroad. So just like as wide as cinema itself is, trash cinema can kind of cover all genres and all bases, but they do have, you know, a lot of them aim to sleaze and please. That's my sort of area of fondness for them, that they kind of generate just, I don't know, man, it's just a good time at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Your expectations are kind of low, and so you can only ever be surprised. And there's, you know, there's sort of that, like that bad label where people say, so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're bad in the first place. I mean, they're just, you know, what's good is good.
Yeah.
And then everything else is up to for debate.
Yeah. It's all subjective. I mean, I am a massive fan of John Waters. I love camp films. I love trashy films. Especially John Waters is just like, I think that title, The Pope of Trash, is very deserved. and I'm excited. I'm excited about Trashathon. This is very cool.
I think you have to understand highbrow cinema to really appreciate lowbrow.
Yeah.
As well. You know, you have Waters, who is like just a, you know, an enormous vault of knowledge about film history and cinema. And you can watch, you know, Buñuel and Renoir, and then also dive into the muck and celebrate, you know, come out and make Fuss, Pussycat, Kill Kill, which was kind of like a film that sort of got lost for a while and then sort of re-championed it, and suddenly it became at the forefront of a lot of sort of cult movie fans around the world and had a rebirth and has sort of continued since then. And Maya was sort of rediscovered through, for a lot of people, through John Waters' championing of the film.
And there's also that, just that really deep knowledge sometimes of pop culture as well, which is, but like not even pop culture, just culture in general, and like absorption of it all, and then it spits out and something weird and funny. But if people want to head along, how can they get a ticket to Trashathon next Saturday, 23rd of May?
If they know, they might not even know the Hollywood in Avondale, but it's a beautiful historic single screen. Like, we don't have too many of those left in the country. And so they have a website, hollywoodavondale.net, I think it is, .nz. And or just check out their Instagram IG page and find all the details there. But yeah, it's Saturday the 24th.
Yes.
And tickets, we've sold a lot, so if people want to come, they should jump in now. I think there's only a couple of beanbag seats left, which are cool. It means you bring your own beanbag and can sit down at the bottom, which is a lot comfier for your ass, you know, for the long run.
Yeah, I did see that on the post. I was like, that is a good idea. Because the Hollywood, it's very retro. The seats kind of feel like there's springs in them. They're gorgeous. But for 12 hours, you need some cushioning, I think.
Just a big ass.
Yeah.
I actually find it, I actually think the seats are pretty good. I mean, there's a...
Maybe it's just a problem.
They're not recliners.
No.
I mean, I think, there's been a lot of upgrades in that area. But I find, we have regulars that sit there for 24 hours in those seats.
So, yeah. I think it might be me.
Cool.
Yeah, BYO cushion or the BYO beanbag selling fast. And you have to bring it yourself. You can't. There's no beanbags there.
No, I love the guy who said, "When do I get my beanbag?" It's like, dude. I mean, the tickets. We can't afford to give you a beanbag as well. Like,
and there's
come on.
There's coffee on tap from Supreme as well. So to keep you awake. Yeah,
there's lots of and Billy the manager there's organizing some like really awesome food. It's a vegan cinema, but even a meat lover like myself can enjoy the pastries and snacks on hand.
Oh, saucy rolls as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, that's all you need. Okay, well, thank you so much, and for jumping on the phone and talking to me about Trashathon 2025. I'm excited. Also, the lineup of films is a secret, so if you're wanting to know, you've got to go.
You got to lock in, and it's like prison. We lock you in you can't escape. So
no bathroom breaks.
No, there's bathroom breaks.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not locking you in. So there's going to be around. It's like 7 to 8 films. Some are shorter than others, and you don't know what's coming next, which is the fun of it all, right?
Yeah.
There's not enough surprises and secrets in our life at the moment, Molly. Everything's overshared.
Yes.
There's no, it's overspoiled.
Yeah.
We respect the secret.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of films, they do that with trailers all the time at the moment. So
terrible. Terrible thing.
Yeah. Atrocious. Well, thank you so much. And looking forward to Trashathon 2025, head over to the Hollywood Avondale website or their Instagram to grab yourself a ticket, grab yourself a beanbag now, if you want one, and head along to the festival. It's going to be, the marathon, I should say. Thank you, Ant, once again. And I hope you enjoy the Saturday after next. Saturday 24th, that's right.
Absolutely, yes. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to get up and make a fool of myself and try to MC the whole thing.
Oh, so, awesome.
If anyone's never been to a marathon like this, buckle up. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.